Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 28. We'll be doing a bit of news, so we'll be chatting about, you know, the new identity. We'll be talking about prize winners, you know, of the Dylan Thomas Prize, the Nebula Awards, and the Pulitzer Prize, as well as the Pre-Orange, the Orange Prize. And we'll have a bit of information about the shortlisted lady, the shortlist for the Ireland Prize. We'll be also shining a light on some of the festivals that you need to be looking out for in the African literary space, you know, like the 72 Hours of the Book, or the forthcoming festival that's like the Mogadishu Book Fair, which is, you know, in Mogadishu, Somalia, the Calabash Festival in Jamaica, and Ake Festival, to our surprise, is coming back. Enjoy. There's some news on the part of the product I run. For those of you who know who may not know, my name is James Moura, and for the last 10 years, I've been running a product called James Moura Literary, where I run a live stream, I run podcasts, I run a website. As I celebrated a decade of being, you know, running this product, I was forced to make a shift. As I was caught up in a company. The company that was hosting me did a thing where they, you know, there was a mess, and I almost lost all my data, and I also lost access to my domain, jamesmoura.com. So what I've done in the last couple of weeks is I've said, okay, I may not have access to jamesmoura.com, but I'm going to register a new domain, and that will be going live in the next few days. As I prepare to do that, you know, I'm changing, shifting stuff. I mean, there's a huge site. It's a 10-year website, so it's a big thing. I opted, let me try something new. I'm going to be, as part of the new offering of the Writing Africa, the product will be called Writing Africa. As part of the new offering of Writing Africa, the plan is to do regular live events, which will translate into a podcast. This past week, I was at a book event. There was the launch of Lucky Girl by Irene Derito Moshemi, a Kenyan novelist who is currently based in Cape Town, but, you know, she lived in the US for a long time. And it's her debut novel. And it's not just her first time. I mean, this writer had a beautiful story at the Commonwealth Short Story Prize. She was shortlisted, didn't win. I actually got a chance to meet with her. And, you know, I chatted with her just before her launch at the Cheche Books, which is actually her first launch in Kenya. And I love this book. I mean, you will, when you get a chance to read this book, you'll enjoy yourself. So let's start with the news. We start with the news on the award scene. I don't know if you've heard of the Dylan Thomas Prize. It's a prize that's handed out to a young writer, you know, just like Dylan Thomas, young poet or short story writer. And it's been running for the last few years. It's been won by writers of African descent. Kayo Chingoni, you know, a Zambian-born British guy who lives in the UK now, won it in 2018. Raven Lalani, she's an American, Black American, African American. She won it in 2021. This year, it was won by Nigerian writer Arinze Ifeakandu, and he goes home with a £20,000 prize. That's not too bad. So congratulations, Arinze. Apart from that, we look at the Nebula Awards. The Nebula Awards are handed out in the US. They are handed out by the Nebula, which is like a science fiction writers association of the USA. And that one had a few writers of African descent winning in their categories are C.L. Polk and K. Tempest Bradford. Congratulations, ladies. Actually, one of these is a them. So congratulations to them. Another award that we need to be talking about in the U.S. is the Pulitzer Prize. You know, the Pulitzer Prize is they hand out the award for several, you know, drama, journalism, and they also hand it out for fiction, poetry. And this year, they had a few writers of African descent amongst the winners. Carl Phillips for poetry, and in the general nonfiction category, it was Robert Samuels and Toluse Oloronipa. Congratulations to you for winning the awards in the U.S. It's not just in the U.S., of course. We have one of the most important prizes in the Francophone African space, which is the Pre-Orange, Du Livre, and Afrique, which is basically the Orange Prize for writing in Africa. So it's basically a prize for people who write in French. I mean, that prize has been happening. It's been won by several people. It's been won, by people like Jaili Amadou Amal, Youssef Amin Elamy, and Yamin Manai in the last few 4 years. It's still a young prize. And this year it was won by Michelle Rakotoson, the Malagasy, Madagascan, for her novel, Amba Tomanga. Congratulations, Michelle, and all the best. She's actually one of the most accomplished writers from Madagascar. So I'm really happy to see Madagascar people moving up in the game. The South Africans have a beautiful prize which was set up a couple of years ago called the Island Prize, and that prize is currently at the shortlist stage. And the shortlist features Nigeria's Jesu Dubami Jemima, Sudan's Rim Gafar, and South Africans Andile Ayele Mashandu. And they'll be, in the running for the $500 prize. Good luck, ladies. We are hoping to see one of you winning this prize and, carrying the flag of your country. So we've ended it in the award section. That's a lot of prizes, Dylan Thomas, Nebula, Prix Orange, Pulitzer. Let's now move to festivals. And the biggest surprise for those of us who've been following the scene is it looks like Ake Festival is set to come back, which is where I'm wearing an Ake Festival t-shirt for last year I'm going. The festival, it looks like it's set to return. So the organizers of Ake Festival have they announced that they are returning as they were announcing that they were nominated for the International Aficionado Award in Italy. All the best at the Ake Festival. We wish you all the best. And it's really exciting to see you're back. We're assuming you're back because you're talking about Ake Fest 23. Congratulations. And we are looking forward to see what you have on offer this year. We thought it was the last, 2022 was the last year. I guess it wasn't. Onwards to 2023. In April, those are the 72 hours of the book called 72 Heures de Livre Conakry was hosted, 23rd to 25th April. Now, the thing about this festival is it's 72 hours. This basically dedicated to the book. I attended it in 2017 because it was part of the World Book Capital. It was so good. I mean, if you speak French, you will love this festival. I mean, if you don't speak French, I don't speak French, so I struggled a bit because I couldn't get around. But those who attended, it looks like it was amazing. I've seen the videos, I've seen the photographs. Guys, Conakry, please keep up the good work. Because the last festivals I'll be talking about, the Calabash Festival in Jamaica will be happening in May, as well as the Mogadishu Book Festival. The Calabash Festival is 15 years old. And the only reason they have not been around for the last 2 years, COVID-19, they're back in a big way in the next couple of days. Mogadishu has been happening, virtually, but the festival founded in 2015 by Sheikh Mohammed Dini is coming back to the capital of Somalia. And I wish them all the very best.